Ein Amid Beis. In the middle of the Amid. L'shalosh Gotze. The Mishnah says as follows. Shmeinish Rotzim Hamurim B'Toyra. At a Shmeinish Rotzim Hatzodon V'Choyvul Behem Chayiv. The Stam Tzedus Chayiv V'Choyvul Behem Chayiv. And we hear Rashi said two lashonis. The first lashon that's a Tosfos holds also a chayvul bem chayiv is also netilas neshama. The taich of chayvul is that he made a chabura, and the chabura means that the dam came and reddened the skin, and the dam clotted over there. So we consider this dam that went through the basar between the basar and the skin, that dam will not return. That dam is out of circulation, so that is called netilas neshama. So the dam that he had separated from the basar, which will not come back, that dam is netilas neshama. That is dafke by an animal that has oil. An animal that does not have oil, that is the next following the Mishnah, ishar shkotzim eramosim, achayvul behem potter. Since it doesn't have skin, so then it depends as follows. If the dam leaves the basar, so then it's netilas neshama, that's not chabure. If the dam just reddened the outer surface, since it is not skin, it is still contained in the basar, so it's going to go back into circulation, so there's no netilas neshama. So that is what the Mishnah says, that by the Shmeinish Rotzim, a chabure makes netilas neshama, and by Shash Kotzim Ramosim, Achayvul Ben Potter, because there's no Netilas Neshama. That is the first Pshat in Rashi. The second Pshat in Rashi is that the Chiyiv is out Tzeveya, that you reddened the skin. So by the Shmeinish Rotzim, this dam will remain there, and the skin will remain red, so Yechayiv out Tzeveya. By Shash Kotzim Ramosim, the redness will go back again, so you're not chayev al tzeveya. These are the two pshatim that Rashi says in the Mishnah. Now let us see the Gemara. Ushar shkotzim, so the Gemara's medayik, ho hilgon chayev. Vaisais from the Mishnah, ha chayevul behem potter, but ho hilgon chayev, but if you kill shkotzim ramosim, you are chayev. Now I don't understand the diik according to the second pshat in Rashi. Now let me explain. According to the first Pshat and Rashi, so the Mishnah explains as follows. By Shmeinish Rotzim, there is an Atilas Neshama with a Chabura. Because as soon as the dam leaves the basar, and it's now between the basar and the oil, so the dam will remain there, there is an Atilas Neshama when the skin gets red. By Shar Shkotzim Ramosim, there is no Atilas Neshama with a chabure, because it's going to go back, so there's no netilas neshama. So the Mishnah is telling us that by shar shkotzim ramosim, a chabure is not a netilas neshama. But vice is, if you'll make a netilas neshama, if you'll mamish go and kill it, you're chayim. He says the Mishnah is only saying a chabure is not a netilas neshama, but it seems the musig of netilas neshama passed by shkotzim ramosim. So then the diik is gevaldig good. But if the Mishnah Bechlal is not speaking about Netilas Neshama, the Mishnah is speaking about Tzeveya, so we say that Shmei Neshrotzim, Achabur is Chayiv al Tzeveya. The other Shrotzim, since there's no Oyer, you're not Chayiv al Tzeveya. So I don't understand how the Diyah goes, oh, Hergan Chayiv. Maybe Hergan is not Chayiv. I don't understand the Diyah according to the second Lashon of Rashi. Abal Kaponim, the Gemara makes this deep. Hoilgon Chayiv. Man Tane. Omar Rab Yirmiye Rab Elozar. The Tan of the Mishnah is Rab Elozar. The Sanye Rab Elozar Oimer Ha Hoireg Kine B'Shabbos Ka Hoireg Gomol B'Shabbos. Rab Elozar holds that if a person kills a Kine, a louse, so it's just like he killed a Gomol. There's Netilas Neshama. Now, the Ramban explains, we will see, because the Chachamim are Choylik and Rabbi Elezer. They hold the Hirikine B'Shabbos as Potter. So the Ramban explains that Rabbi Yirmiyah understood that the Machloikis, the Chachamim, and Rabbi Elazar is, why do the Chachamim hold that a Hoyrek Kine is Potter? Emerson, we're going to see later that the Mekir of Netilas Neshama in the Mishkan was by Eilim or Adomim. They killed Eilim or Adomim. They shechted the Eilim in order to use the Oyrek. So, the Ramban explains that Rabbi Yirmiya held the machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim is kine doime to Eilim, and the shaila is as follows. The Chachamim hold that Eilim, since they have a shedre, so they can live more than 12 months. A insect that does not have a shedre cannot live 12 months. A kine does not have a shedre, so therefore it cannot live 12 months. Or the other remosim also, which also can't live 12 months. That is, the lesbo gidim vatsomis. Kinim do not have gidim vatsomis. So memele, the loichai yudbeis chodesh v'choshev kemei. So something that can't live a year, that is not called achiyas. So memele, that's how Rabbi Yirmiya understood the machloikes, Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham. Rabbi Elazar holds, let's go start with the Chacham. The Chacham hold, you need dum yedeilem odomim, they have gidim vatsomeis. So if they have gidim vatsomeis, some emele, they're chai, more than yud beis chodesh. So taking away their chiyus is called netilas neshomim. And Rabbi Elazar held, it doesn't have to be in gans and doime teilem odomim. Any chiyus that is existent is also called as the din of netilas neshomim. That's how Rabbi Yirmiya understood. Now, if the Mishnah said shkotzim uremosim, now remosim is koilo, many animals that do not have gidim vatsomis, teilas or other things, they don't have gidim vatsomis. And the Mishnah says achoyvul behem is potter, but I say sahirgon is chayim. So therefore, Rabbi Yirmiya came to the conclusion that our Mishnah is only going according to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar holds, you do not need gidim vatsomis. So therefore, the Mosim is chayim. That's how the Ramban says Pshat Rabbi Yirmiya. The Chodesh HaAviv wants to say Pshat Rabbi Yirmiya that the Machloikis is Taki Nidum Yeda Eilem Odomim and Eilem have Oyer. So that's the Dumya. Something that has Oyer, that you Chayv on the Tilis Neshomet. Something that doesn't have Oyer, you're not Chayv on the Tilis Neshomet. So Rabbi Elazar is mechayev on kine, so he's mechayev on something that doesn't have oil. So who didn't mechayev on shkotzim and remosim? But according to the Chumash, mechayev on kine. So he held the svara is because it doesn't have oil, so it's not dum yedailim. So all shkotzim and remosim which don't have oil, you won't be chayev. So the middle of the Mishnah is to be Rabbi Elazar. That is how Rabbi Yirmiya understood pshat in the machloik. Maskiv lo Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef asked a kasha to Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya, you are not saying the correct pshat in the machloik. Ad kan loy pligi rabbonin olay de Rav Elazar elo bikino. It's only by kine. And because of a different reason. The eino por of a rov. Because a kine is not por of a rov. Avol shar shkotzim rumosim. The parim rovim loy pligi. All other shkotzim remosim that are parim v'rove did loy pligi. So Rav Yosef tainet Rav Yirmiya, not the way you understood that the chachamim are choylik because it's not chayud beis chodesh or it doesn't have oir. No, the chachamim are choylik only by kine because kine is not parim v'rove. Ushneim loy lamdu elo mi'elim. Fakert, that you're right. Both of them learned out from Eilim. Rabbi Elazar sove ke Eilim, ma Eilim, sheyesh bem netilas neshome, av kol sheyesh boi netilas neshome. You need netilas neshome. And everything that's, as long as there's netilas neshome, you're chayim. So memele, Akina also has a nishmas chayim. So memele, you're chayim. The rabbonin sovri no ke'elim, ma'elim de porim verovin, av kol de poro vero. So lechere, what is the lambdis of poro verove? So lechere, the lambdis of poro verove is that it has a choshev yitzire. It's noyled aydei zochel v'nekeve. So memele, so something that comes on this world through a choshev yitzire, so that's called a choshev echiyus. If you start off with something choshev, so the end result is also choshev. Masha enkein, a kine, that comes to this world, it comes from Zeye, it's noiled from Zeye, from Ipush, so the whole tchile is not choshu, so mamele de chiyus, take select, of a razal leben, there's no chiyuv of netilis neshama, it's not dumye of the chiyus of elem. And Rabbi Lezer says, no, as long as there's a chiyus, you're also, as long as there is a chiyus, you're chayv al netilis neshama. So Mamela, that is the machloikis, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yirmiye Pshat and the Chacham. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye asked Rabbi Yosef, that can't be the machloikis. The kine ain't a par of a rove. A kine is not par of a rove. For Omar Ma, Yosef HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'zon, mikarne re'emim v'ad beitze kinim. Rabbi Yishlom Zon, Beitze Kinim. So what does Beitze Kinim mean? Let us see the Rashi. Rashi says, Gomol, Mishim de Godol hu noket lay. Chayim Tilus Neshama Kilo was a Gomol, a Chayi Gdoilo. Me'elim, Eilim, Me'adomim, Shenishchatu, Lemleches HaMishkon, Bishvilei Reisein. So Rabbi Yeest, Vohoma Amar, Bishmaite, Kamayse, De Meseches Avoy De Zore. Beitze Kinim, Kosal Kedaito, Kinim, Ktanim, Kshayotzim, Mi Beitzeim. He says, the Rabbi Nishlam already is doyik on these kinim. As soon as they leave the beye, the Rabbi Nishlam is zon, these kinim. Yoish v'akodesh bolchu v'zon, mikarne re'emim, ad beitze kinim. Zalkoponim, so Abaye asked, Rav Yosef, so you see kinim come from beye. That's not noilet minazeye. It comes from Beis, so there's a Zoch and a Keve. So Memele, so it's also part of Avava. So you see, you are not learning the correct Pshat and the Machloikis, Rabbi Elezer and the Chachomim. Because Kinem are also part of Avava. So Kochel, there's a different factor in the Machloikis. So he answered him, Minehu de Mikri Beitze Kinem. No, there's a certain type of Kine that is called Beitze Kinem. But not that they come from Beitze. Basanye, we learned a different baraisa, tfuye ubeitze kinim. Tfuye Rashi says, shirutz atfuyim. Exactly what this is, it's a type of an insect mistum, ubeitze kinim, masnisehi velo yadana hechetanye. But al kalponim, so we learned, so he answered him also, minu de mikri beitze kinim. Parei piroish, fragte gemore, another kasha on Rav Yosef. He says, Rav Yosef, how could you say that the shaila is in poro verova? Verei piroish de poro verova. A piroish is poro verova. Now, exactly, we hear on Daf Yud Aleph, a machlikas harishayim, what a kin is and what a piroish is. Lalocha, we paskin, a piroish is a... It's a dark insect that jumps. And the kine is a, that's the Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, and the kine is a, it's a white insect that crawls, it doesn't jump. But a piroish de poro verovo, isanye, adzot piroish bishabes, rabbi lazar mechayev, rabbi Yeshua poiter. So somehow the Gemara held that the Machlokes Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua, even though it's in Meleches Tzod, the Gemara held somehow it's connected, Meleches Tzod is connected to Meleches Netilas Neshama. If Yechayiv on the Netilas Neshmosoi, Yechayiv on Al Tzedosoi. If you're not Mechayiv on Netilas Neshmosoi, you're not Chayiv Al Tzedosoi. So Lemaise, that is the Machlokes Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Because Rabbi Elezer holds that Rabbi Elazar l'shitosai, Rabbi Elazar holds that a kina yechayiv al arigosai, so a din pirish also. Rabbi Yeshua that holds Kines Potter, who had been Pirish. So Mamele, now a Pirish is Poro Verovo. So if you say the criteria is Poro Verovo, so why does Rabbi Yeshua say that Atzot Pirish is Potter? L'chayre, it's Poro Verovo, so there's a Chiyiv al Netilas Nishmosei, so there also should be a Chiyiv al Tzeidosei. Omar Ravashi, so Ravashi answered this kasha, Tzeida Arige Keromis, Yomadam et Tzeida Tarige. It's a different machlokes over there. Ad kan loy pligi Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua, Elo de mar sovar dovar she'ein b'minoi nitzet chaye, u mar sovar pot, it's a different machlokes in Tzeida, in the Chiyav of Tzeida. Rabbi Elazar holds dovar she'ein b'minoi nitzet, even something that is not oimet to be nitzet. People don't hunt it because there's no tzeirah. You also have a mass of a pot. Rabbi Yeshua says you pot. Avolinyan hariga, fill Rabbi Yeshua, maide. Linyan hariga, fill Rabbi Yeshua is also maide. Zot Rashi, atzot pirosh, mimokim she'einai nitzad va'oimid. So Rashi held, l'cheira pirosh if it's al gufa odom, so it's nitzad va'oimid ori. How are you chayv according to Rabbi Leza? So Rashi says, Mimokim Shein in Itzid Vo'imit, Kigoin Me'al Gabi Karke, Oy, it's on the Karke, Oy, Mi God of Mi Bachut, so it's not Itzid Vo'imit, so Me'mele, so it's Zot is Chai. Rabbi Keveger, Tzeichens Tzu, Eiran, and Daf Hei Omid Beis, and the Daf Hei Horif, the Ran just brings down a Kashe from Ar Gemore on a Ramba. Let us just see for 1 minute the Ran and the Hey Yomid Aleph, so we'll get acquainted what a Pirosh is and what a Kin is, and then we'll get acquainted with the Machlekes HaRishayim over here. Let us start seven lines from the bottom and the Hey Yomid Aleph, the second word of the Shura. Bahach machoiles de sharinan. We are matter to kill a machoiles in Shabbos. Kinahi. This is a kine. The bekina pligibo rabbonon alei de Rabbi Elazar. That's the machloikis by kine rabbonon alei de Rabbi Elazar. Mishum di afine ma'ilim. Ma'ilim de porim verovim. Av kol de poro verovim. Vekina einai poro verovim. Avol pirosh. Afilo rabbonu meide da'osu l'arik, mishum de poro v'rovo. Pirosh is poro v'rovo, this is a peg shmei nishchotz. Umahu pirosh, umahu kine, is yesh misha imer, de kina hainu shchoira akai fetzas. Kine is a dark insect that jumps. Kedachsi v'hach esafar ha'oretz v'ho yule kinev. The derech shchayra kaifetzes lotzis min ha'ofer. So that's a dark one. V'ahachi deshori lihorik. That's a kine. The dark one is a kine. Avol pirosh haino kina arecheshes. This is the one that doesn't jump. This is a white one, mestom, and this is not shchayra. This creeps. Asuri yohorik afilo rabbonon, because this is a pirosh. Ve'einoi nira l'rabbeinu tamzal midamrinim b'medresh. Av ki enoish rimo, the pasuk says enoish rimo, elu kinim sheberoish. That person, this rimo, by isha chai, kinim sheberoish. Ube pei sheini deniden, am yamrinin, shol cholei masru kise, she sent him a comb, mekat lo kalmi. Ve kalmi talgum shol kinim. So we see from the medrash and from the gemara nide, that kinim find themselves in the hair. Alme kinim lav haynu shchoyra kaifetzes. Dahi ein dakali is beroish. Elavadai kine deshori hayna reicheshes. Kine is that what you're allowed to kill. That what comes from zeye. That's the reicheshes. Upiroish dasira hayna kaifetzes. Vechiteimo. That lemaise that comes from the offer. That what the first pshat was that it comes from Ofer, that is true. Pirish comes from Ofer, so it's also not Pora Verova. There ain't a Pora Verova, so how could you say that this is a Pirish? Yeshloima, the Chi Bo'inon Pora Verova, and Emili Lemu'ute, Remoshim, Shaviyosom, Mina Ipushim, Kikine. Something that originates from Ipush, that doesn't have a chiyus, a chiyotzibo. Avol kol ha-mishave min ha-ofo, chiyus yesh baikilu pora v'rova. So the criteria is not pora v'rova. Pora v'rova means that if it has a choshive t'chile, has a choshive reishis, so the chiyus is a choshive chiyus. Something that comes from ipush doesn't have a choshive reishis, so it doesn't have a teiris chiyus. A pirish comes min ha'ofel, that's a choshev reishis, so it's also called chiz. Ke'ilu pora mirova mizochel nekeva, v'hur gechay. V'chein kosov ha-rambam zal bepeik yud aleph mehilche Shabbos. V'lefizeh, so it comes out a pirish has the milus of pora v'rova, but it's not pora v'rova. So, hod amrina, this is what the Kegel wants to say, and so, beperik, shmeine, schrotzen, verei pirish de pora verovo, agamo says it is pora verovo, ochi koma, shedinoi ke pora verovo, it has a dina pora verovo, well, it's not pora verovo, it's yotz mina ofo. Aval Ramban zal kosev, the pirish osa begmore min acherhu, for who Poravarov, it's not the stark insect that jumps. That comes from the offer. That's not Poravarov. Avoshreirezu akeifetzes anikre ba'arvi albalgos kivin she'ina Poravarov lachatchila muta ben lotzit ben larik the bechlam achaydesu. Lezeh hiskim arashbazal. So because of this they say that a pirosh that you're not allowed to kill is not this insect that comes min offer. Lafidati shezu kula yisere, he holds like the Rambam, Rabbi Natam, that a pirish that is neitzar min ha'ofer is also called is the chiyus is a chiyus that yechayev al netilas nishmos. Zok Tosfos hatzod es a pirish Rabbi Yeshua poita because it's ein b'minay nitzit. Mashme, poter. Mashme de poter. Ye poter an seide, avol osa. But lemais it is osa. Poter avol osa. It's osa mid rabbo. So that means, so we now come, that from this Gemara we see, that a dover shein, beminei nitzid, al kaponim is osa mid rabbo. We had the same lotion before. Kol shein beminei nitzid poter. But here Tosfos wants to speak about Afka Pirish. What if you have a pirish that is biting a person? You're allowed to pick it up and throw it away. Now, when you pick it up, you're making mamish a tzeide. You're making a tzeide. So what did the pirish was mechadish? That, but since it's ein b'minay nitzitz, it's only a tzeide de rabbonu. B'mokim tzar le'gozul, v'shem tzar shori. Weistachos, what's with the muktzadike shayla? So it seems also that b'mokim tzar le'gozul. I mean, the matzal ishvisadik. If you matter tzeide der abono, which is a meloche, so vada givis m'stami you matter till muktzah. It would seem like that. Avol, im hu bo'oisoi inyin ala odom, she'ene yorei she'yin ashchenu, Kegoin al sarboloi mi bachutz. What if it's on his beggar? So memele, so then there's no tzara kitze. Then it's also litloi. Then you're not allowed to be tzodik. Avol yochei la apiloi me olo. Now this chiddush, what Tosfos is saying that he could throw it off. I don't understand what is he saying over? Avol yochei la apiloi me olo. I mean, if he's not making any tzeder, and he's just shaking his hand, so what is the chiddush? I don't understand what Tosfos means. Avol yochel la'apiloi me'ol. Yesh sforim de garzi. Because the Psashaila, if it didn't bite yet, if you're allowed to be tzod, that's it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Shinta Zayin, if it didn't bite yet, but it could bite, it's too close for comfort, if you can, if you, you're permitted to take this pirush and pick it up and show it someplace elsewhere to go. So the machloikis says this, the machloikis today is in Shulchan Aruch. Yirei Shemayim should be machmer, but the person does it, it's yeshlo yamilismach. Yesh svarim digarsi maitaime mechayev rabbeleza. This was a very difficult girse. The way it says in our Gemara is as follows. The Gemara wanted to ask, the Gemara held that the Isar Tzeide is totally in the Isar Harige. So the way we learn, very pirish, the par of a rov of Rabbi Yeshua Poiter, Rabbi Yeshua Pater, so you see that Arige isn't totally in Paravarove. The Gemara answers, Tzeide, Arige Karamis, Tzeide is totally mean and it's it, and Arige is totally in Paravarove. Yesh von de Garsi, my time, Mechayim Rabbeleza. The Gemara asked, why did Rabbeleza say Yechayim? And Tzeide, Lav Mishum de Paravarove. Sarai Rabbi Lezer's Machai because it's Pora Barobe. Vishibushu. Vafilu Bekine Machai Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer's Machai Vafilu Kine. An Arige. U Pirish Nokat. Why does it say Pirish? Levus in Rabbi Yeshua. Vafilu Pirish at his Pora Barobe. Zoichet Poita. So you can't build anything, guys. The Gemara wanted to, according to this gear, so the Gemara wanted to prove. That Rabbi Lezer also needs Pora Barobe, so what's the Raya? I mean, first of all, Rabbi Lezer Holtzkin is also Chayim. Why does it say Pirish, Levusa, the Rabbi Yeshua? Vishinuyin nami de Mishani, Leimashme de Goreslei. Rabbi Natam nami Mochkoi Mesifrei. So the Rabbi Natam was Moichikit, so we don't have this Gilsa. Look the Gemara weiter. Hatzodon, we heard further in the Mishnah, Hatzodon litzeirech chay. We heard that by the shar shkotzim ramosim, so it depends why he trapped them. If it was litzeirech, he needed them. That's a malach hatzrich legufe, yechayev. If it's shaloi litzeirech, he doesn't need it, so he's potter because it's a malach hashen hatzrich legufe. Man, tane, that differentiates between Letzairech and Shalai Letzairech, Amar Rab Yudha Merav, Rab Shimini. Amar Moloche, Shein Tzricha Legufe, Potter Olay. Ike de Masne Lo, others, this member of Amar Rab Yudha Merav, Man Tana, Amar Rab Yudha Merav, Rab Shimini, Ike de Masne Lo, Aho. Others learned this member, Rab Yudha Merav said this member on a different Allah. Says Hamafis Musa b'Shabbes. If a person goes and does a pula to take out pus from a makkah in Shabbos, and by doing this he makes a pesach, is imlas is lo peh. If the intent is to make a peh, he wants to make a peh to the makkah to make a pesach chayiv, then he is chayiv im lohitzi mimeno leicha potah. If the whole kavone is, he doesn't want a pair. So even though he is making a pair, when he squeezes out the make and pus comes out, automatically he's making a pair. But if the kavone is not for asiyas a pair, the kavone is lohitzi memeno leicha, he's potter. Man tane. Om Rav Yehuda Marav, Rav Shimini. Om Amalach Hashem Tzrich Lagufa potter alay. Rav Yehuda Merav said this pisgum on the halacha of Mafes Mus. Let us see Rashi. Zegt Rashi, lahoitzi mimeno leicha, melocha she'eina tzricha legufei. This is a melocha she'eina tzricha legufei. She'apesach hi ha-melocha. The melocha is the creation of a Pesach. V'zeh ein tzorich loy. He doesn't need the Pesach. He just needs to excrete the pus. So even though he's making a Pesach, but since he doesn't need the Pesach, Alt Pesach, and as Rashi said before, mitzidoy it could be nistam, he doesn't need it anymore. So that's called, even though he's making a Pesach, but since he doesn't need the Pesach, it's a malocha shein tzricha leguf. Now let us just go back to Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. And we learned that Shmuel said that Amafis Musa Bishabis in Lasus Lopechai, and Lakes Menelecha Potter this aloche. And Shmuel said it's Potter Umuta. Now Rashi says, let us see Rashi, and Rashi explains the din of Mafis Musa. Im lasis lopeh b'tesefta toniach im lakov of lasis lopeh k'dach shereifim shalach shevoisim the misakel lo pesach, he wants to make a pesach hay. So Rashi says mishum boine pesach oy mishum misakin keili mali lisakin make mali lisakin keili im lo haitzi. So that's yichiv alts boine or alts misakin keili im lo haitzi leicha shalach shav. But if the whole purpose is Aitzos Halecha, Ve'ein Nechoishish, Im Tarza Vetista Miyad, so get him Nishton, if the Pesach will remain, Potter U'Mutter. Zot Rashi, why? The Ein Kan Tikkun. There's no Tikkun. Rabona Nami Loigozer Bo Shvus Mishum Tzara. So here the Loshna of Rashi would seem, Rashi saying, Gor Anai Elomdis. Rashi saying, we had this Svore in Toisvis, by Islay Heishan Achita, Taisis didn't like this, but the Rav Magid likes this svore, and Taisis mentioned this svore, that there's a svore that tikkun mone is relative. When is it called I was misakin something? If there's an to it, so that's called a tikkun. If I have no benefit from it, so it's not called a tikkun. So here, Rashi says that the reason why are you potter, the ain't kan tikkun. Rashi says there's no melachi ganzen. So if it's no melacha, so why do you have to say it's potter or mutter? Verabona nami legoza bo shvus. Maybe we should be goyzer a shvus, right? We should be goyzer that there's no tikkun otter when there will be a tikkun. They want goyzer mishum tzara. So here Rashi and Ahmed Aleph says that the reason it's mutter is because ain't can tikkun a new lombus. Here the Gemara says klo that it's mutter at melacha shein tzricha legufa. So dachsach mir, pshat is because Rashi et gehaart akashe, that Toysvah says it's avgimel amed aleph, and Rashi said it teretz. Toysvah says avgimel amed aleph asks akashe that Shmuel paskins la loche like Rabbi Yehuda. That meloche shein tzricha la gufa is chayiv. So how could Shmuel say amaf is mulse, lohitzi leiche is mutter, the Gemara says the whole letter of Mafis Musa is Alts Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufe like Rab Shimon. Ma Tanik and Rab Shimon. On Shmuel Paskins like Rab Yehuda. That's Taisvah's Kash Lav Gimel Lamed Aleph. And Taisvah says that not Shmuel holds its mutter. Taisvah says according to Rab Shimon its mutter, but not that it's Takim mutter. That's Taisvah's there. It's Lav Gimel. Rashi held, and Be'etzim the Rav Magid says the same Shtik Teure. And the Rambam also paskins Mafis Musa is mutter, and the Rambam paskins Melacha Shein Tzricha Leguf is chayiv. So the Rav Magid says because the Rambam held Toisvus Kashe, and the Rambam held that Shmuel is chaylik ad Rav. Rav held the lomdus of the heter is because it's Melacha Shein Tzricha Leguf. In Shmuel are the different lomdus of the heter. So Memela is very good. So here we're speaking about a member of Shmuel. So Rashi to say a new lomdus in Gansen. Now why is it mutter? Because ain't can tikkun. There's no meloche. Not a pshat is a pshat. A meloche ain't tzricha legufa. There is no meloche whatsoever. Ain't can tikkun. Rav didn't learn like that. Rav learned tastes that there is a tikkun. There is a pesah. So Rav said man tane. Rab Shimon, the Rab Shimon knows, Melacha Shein Tzricha Leguf is Potter. Ve'ike de Masne Lo, that Rab Yehuda Marav said this Pizgam on a third Melacha. Hatzod Nochosh B'Shabbos, the person traps a Nochosh, im is asik bo yishlo yishchenu, if the whole purpose is, he's not interested in trapping him, he's interested in protecting himself, he shouldn't get bit. Potter. If he wants to trap the nochosh, because snake venom is very good for refue, it's chayiv. It's mantane. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Rav Shimoni. Omar Melacha Shein Tzricha Leguf, Potter Olei. Zogt Rashi, Atzad nochosh, nami atzeidihi amalocha. The etz amalocha is that what the animal is captured. V'zein itzorich letzeid. He doesn't need to capture the animal. Elo sheloitish chena. The ikir is he needs. He shouldn't get bitten. Dim yoideya shetam ibvoitar zikanu loyho yitzot. So he's making a nice tzeid, but he doesn't need the malach of tzeid. He just needs that the poil yoitze, he shouldn't get be bitten. He doesn't need that from the mice of tzeid. So that's a malach of shen tzeid haleguf. Oma Shmuel. Hashoyle dog min hayam. A person took out a fish from the yam. So Rashi says, Hashoyle dog. So think about Baal, the Indian of Netilas Neshama. Shahoyo nitzid va'oimid b'boi yoim. We're speaking about a dog that was nitzid va'oimid. So therefore, there's nothing but to speak about Melechus Seder. It was nitzid va'oimid. So we're going to speak about Netilas Neshama. But there's a problem. How could one say, Hashoyle dog min hayom, that it was nitzid va'oimid? So let us look on the left side of the Gemara. Leperish Rashi v'Toysvis. Toysvis also says the same thing. V'nitzid v'oimid b'mayim mayri l'mischayiv lei atshe yovish kesela al seder. D'chike milas hayom. It's very difficult to say that you have a fish in the yam and it's called nitzid v'oimid. The Rambam reish perikadav milch Shabbos goris hasafel. Ashei ledag min hasafel. Safel makes more sense. He had a small jar with a goldfish in it, a chveis. So that's nitzid va'imid. So there the whole shayla is only after tilas neshama. Kivin sheyovesh boy kisela. So if you'll have an area that is dried up the size of a sela, so the matveya sela, so bemele, so is chayv al tilas neshama chayv. That means it is a chiyuv of netilas neshama after it dries up so much. Before that, it's not, it's not netilas neshama, it can still live. If you'll throw it back, so you didn't do anything because there was no netilas neshama. But if the taking out of the water was long enough that there was a yevashus in the dog, the reichav of a sela, so then that dog is finished already. So memeila, then you chayv al tilas neshama. Omar Rav Yosi Barovin ubein sampirov, that the yevashus you measure bein sampirov by the fins. Omar Rav Ashi loitema yovesh mamish, it does not have to be completely dry. El afilu the ovad riri, that's also called yovesh. Let us see what Rashi says. Kisela, kiroichav sela, the width of a sela, chayi mishum netilas neshome, desu loy chayi. If it came into this matzah already, so won't live anymore. Oved riri, shenoigim boy, you touch that place, the chut haririn nimshach im haetzpa. That means there's a stickiness, that means the stomach calls man, the fish is still fresh, so it's not sticky, it's more liquidy. But when it starts drying up, so it gets sticky already, so that means it's dried up enough, that is far falam. There's already a netilas neshama, then he's chayv al netilas neshama. Omar Shmu, hoishit yodoi limei behema. A person went and put his hand into the ma'ayim of a behema, the dildel uber shebemeyeha. What did he do? Zakrashi Oka. He was Oka the Uber. Shehepilosoi al Yedei Dildulze. We have here an Uber, and through his Maise, he made that the behemoth should be Mapple the Uber. So he's Chai. My time. Why is he Chai? Omar Rove, so Lechayre, it seems the Gemara held this is not called Netilas Neshama. Because Nubar doesn't have a Neshama, doesn't have a Chiyus. So why are you Take Chay? My time. Omar Rove, so Rove said, Bar Hamduri Asberoli. Bar Hamduri told me the Hezber. Why you Chay? Lav Omar Rav Sheishis, Hayman the Tolash Kishuse may izmi vi. Kshuse are haps, which is a type of a herb. It's used in making beer. And it seems this kshuse attaches itself, grows from thorns. Now the kshuse is not mechuba lekalke. It grows on thorns. And Rav Sheisha says, if a person will be toilish, the kshusa mehizmi vihigi mechayiv. Mishim oiker dovo migiduloi. Yechayiv als oiker dovo migiduloi. So chinami mechayiv mishim oiker dovo migiduloi. Zogt Rashi, barmdura azborali, taim edo milso. Why it is that way? Kshusa humlin haps. The godel mitoich ahizmi, it grows from the thorns, mireyach hakalke shahizmi yoinik mimen. The hizmi, the thorns are yoinik from the kalke. The hizmi are gedule kalke. And this thrives from the reyach of the kalke that we can smell that are in, that is in the hizmi. Mechai, ba'aval pishayne mechubel le kalke, kedamrinem ba'alme, me'avira robi. These kishuse is ma'avira rabbi, but al kaponis, he can't be mechayev al tzkoitzer, because koitzer is dafke by gidulei kalke, and this is not gidulei kalke, but there's a nuchiv of oiker dovo mi gidulei. If something is growing, something is thriving from something else, and you're oiker it, so there's a nuchiv of oiker dovo mi gidulei. Flanapa gidulei kalke. So the mele, that's the tzushtel, so the same thing. If you were medaldel and uber, so it's also oikadov and migidule. The uber was thriving mimei imoy, so memele, by being mafsik, the chiyus, so it's not netilus nishom, it's not, but it's oikadov and migidule. Omar Rabbi, a similar halacha. Hai man, de tolash pitre meune de chatzve, a person, if you have a mushroom that is growing on the oizen of a dli, so that means it grows the feichkeit, the dampness of the dli, it makes that mushrooms grow on it sometimes. Mechayim shemayker dovo migidulei. Shechayim altsayker dovo migidulei. Mosev Rav Oishiye, atoilish meotzitz nokuf chayit, v'she'ene nokuf pota. A person is toilish meotzitz nokuf yechayit. So if there's a nuchir of oikadova migidule, till it's not gidule kalke, so why are you potter? And for the Gemara, hosam lav haino revise, that is not a derech gidul. These things that are planted in not a shein and nokiv, it's not a derech gidul. It grows ala oret. Hoch haino revise, this is the derech gidule. Zogt Rashi, Mo'una dechatzva, pomim shugodol bisfas hadli, mimai. Sheini nokuf potum, mishum doloi mechuba bekaka ilamu. Lav haina revisi, dein der zriyisham, yinat zoireya in the otzitz. Aval elu shamanu, hu ikar gidula. Now, the Ramban asks on Rashi, he says, we have here a new gemara, that is a new chiyu of oike dovo migiduloi, even though it's not gidulei kalke. There's a new chiyu of oike dovo migiduloi. That's why it applies by kishes, it applies by the daldul uba. So the Ramban asks, so it should come out, if a person is goizeis, he cuts hair, so he should be chayiv, he cuts hair, he cuts siponayim. He should be chayiv to chatois. He's doing two malachas. He's goizis, there's a malach of goizis. And there's oikir dovo migidula. So the Ramban, because of this, says, amir dikachidish, he says there's no such thing. Oikir dovo migidula is only is a tild of kaitzer. And kaitzer is only by gidule kalk. So mamela found it. So memele, you're not chayiv by goizes. Goizes, you're not chayiv. Because it's not gedulei karke. So he asks, if it's not Gedulei Kalke, so there's no Chiva Vaikadova me Gedulei, so why Yechayev over here? So he says, Yechayev Alts Natilas Neshama. By Uber Yechayev Alts Natilas Neshama. Aye, the Gemara Machtach Epesaya Kugel over here, the Gemara says, that Yechayev Dumi Dekishis, Eikadova me Gedulei, what's... So the Ramban says, Amir de Kepshat. That the Emerson, a Uber does not have a neshama. But the Uber, the whole existence of the Uber is dependent on the Nishmas Imoy. That is the Chiyas of the Uber. So Memele, that was the Chiddush of the Gemara. The Chiddush of the Gemara is, even though he doesn't have his own neshama, but his Chiyas is dependent on the Chiyas of the mother, so that's also called Netilas Neshama. Even though you're not taking away his own Neshama, but he was living with the Neshama of the mother, so Memele is, this is also Netilas Neshama. Before there was a Nishmas Chayim in the Yuba. He says, what's the Tzushtel of the Gemara of Kishis? Kishis the Chiv is not of Netilas Neshama. So he says, by Kishis the Chiv is Takalts Koitza. Where's the Koitza? I, the Kishis are not, It's Ma'avir Rabbi. The same Lamdas. But since the Kishus are dependent on the Reyach HaKarke of the Hizmi Vehigi, so their whole Chiyus is from the Hizmi Vehigi. And the Hizmi Vehigi is called Gedulei Karke. So Memele, if the Kishus are being Yainik from the Hizmi Vehigi Agedulei Karkis, it's also the same type of Lundus, even though it's not an egg in the Yenike, I'm using the Yenike of the Hizmi Vehigi, that's also called Koitzer. That means that you look at the Shoyrish of the Chiyus. That here, since the Shoyrish of the Chiyus of the Kishus is the Hizmi Vehigi, and the Hizmi Vehigi Agedulei Karkis, and I'm existing from that, because of that, the Kishas are existing because of that. So Memele, so it's also called Meleches Koitzes, so it's called Gedulei Karke. That's the Lomdus of the Gemara. So the Gemara says the same way, by Hoishit Yodel Mei Be'emes, since the Chiyus of the Uber is as the Nishma Se'em, so there's a Din Netilas Nishon. That's how the Ramban explained to our Gemara. I don't know how he learns later the Gemara by Pitra mi udna zachatzve. I don't know if he even speaks about this Gemara, but lechayre, this Gemara is a peshver, that's nicht dahin and nicht daher. I don't know if he speaks about this Gemara. Aber kaponim, but this is a Ramban. Zog the Gemara weit. Chaya v'oif. We heard in the Mishnah says, that chaya v'oif sheberchusai hatzadon poter v'achoyvul behen chayiv. Now, achoyvul behen chayiv, the reason is because since they have oyer, so memele, this is like shemayin ishrotzim, so if they have oyer, so the chabure that one makes in a chaya v'oif is an atilas neshama. If, because the dam that leaves the bosa will not come back, so it's an atilas neshama or tzeveya, that was the two mahalchim in Rashi. Chaye voif. Omar Rav Huna, koisvin tefillin al gabi oir shel oif toyer. One is permitted to write tefillin on oir shel oif toyer. Omar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef asked Rav Huna, my kamashmala. So what is the chiddush? The islay oir. That this is considered oir. You have to write tefillin on oir. We can't write tefillin on bosa. You have to write on oir. So what is your chiddush? That the oyer of oifus is called oyer. So yes, tanine. We need you, Rav Huna. It's a mishnah. Achoyvul ben chayiv. So the whole chiyuv of chayvul is only, the whole chiyuv of chayvul is only if there's oyer. Afresh meinish rotzim is chayiv. So you see in the mishnah that oyer, the oif, is kori oyer. So what's the chiddush? Omalei Abaye. So Abaye said, Tuve kemashmala. Yeah, but you think Rav Huna is not telling us a chiddush? He's telling us a mayor dike chiddush. Nihima Masni said, not that the Chiddush is that it's Oyer. You're right, the Mishnah says it's Oyer. But from the Mishnah, I would not know that the Oyer Oif is kosher lichtival of Tvilim. Why? Hava Amina, I could think, given the Isbe Nikvi Nikvi, since the Oyer of an Oif has small holes in it. Because wherever the feathers come out is a hole. So Lamaise, it's a holy skin. There's holes in it. So I would think that you can't write on it because the when you write on the oil, you're not, it is not a solid piece of oil. There are small holes in this oil. So Felton Ksiva Tamen. Kamash Malon Kedamri Bemarovi. Kol Nekev Shad Yoy Aiveres Olov Ainai Nekev. That means if the hole is so minute that when you write on it, so the yoy covers the hole, and it doesn't go through the hole, so you have a ganza ois. So even though there are holes there, but it's kosher, that's called a ksivet tamet, because the since the holes are so minute, the you have a ois sholeh. Let us see Rashi. Nikve nikvi, there are holes in the oir of a oif, Makaim Maishav Naitza, where the Naitza is, where the feathers are. So I would think Le Nichtev, Drachman, Omach Saftam, Ksiva Tamo, Shleim, Avalaim of Seket. There shouldn't be spaces between in the ice alone. Vichnofa, Ba'oil, that's the Gemara Vait. Meis Ve Rab Zeire, so now Rab Zeire is asking Akasha on Rav Huna. Why? Rav Huna said, Rav Huna said that what? Rav Huna had said that what? That it's kosher lichtayv tefillin olav agabi yer shaloyiv. Meis v'rabi zeire b'chnofo laharshir es ha'oyer. It says b'chnofo in this week's sedra that by oyle sa'oyiv you're makter it together with the feathers. The chazal darshin, so you're makter it with the feathers and with the oyer. If you'll say that oir the oif has a teiras oir, heichi marbeleiko. So let us see Rashi what the kash is. So Rashi says as follows: Bichnofo, ba'oilus ha'oif mishtoi. Speaking about oilus ha'oif, she is shasenu ba'oif knofo. Boy, you split it when it's still the feathers are attached. O maktir knofov. Here you maktir the knofayim also. Kol kanfei aguf blush palaz. The knofayim are called, that's the feathers. And then noitze, someone is moir on Rashi, why Rashi is to speak about noitze? Who's speaking about noitze? Who are dake? This is a thin type of feather. Shehi bebosa can mean sema. This is like a wool over the skin. Shein lo sharoshim koshim. So there are feathers in noitze. But blush is knafim, that's called noit, that's called the feathers. La hasher esayot, what is the pasuk telling us? Bichnofo, limdach hakosef, she'eina yitzorech hefshit ka'ilas beheime, she'posel bo esayot. Heis daloch is, when a person is maktir akol benoilo, so the din is, he's not maktir the oil. First you make hefshit, first you skin the baim, and then you makter the bosa. And here it says that here you put everything al ha'ish, you makter everything with the oil, la'ashra sa'il. So Rabbi Zeir is asking, v'salke daitach oiru, if you assume that this is oil, heichi mar bilekro, so how could the posuk say you makter it with the oil? So Lachayre Rav Zeir is asking on Rav Huna, he says, Rav Huna, you said it's kosher to light tefillin. So you're assuming that it is oil. I got news for you, it's not oil. Because if it would be oil, you would need hefshit. Like oilus bayman needs hefshit. Om alei abaya, oiru, it is oil. Rachman rabbi, fakert, the zaribui, that oir oif you amakter. Ike di Amri, the other way around. Not Rab Zeire asked on Rav Huna, Rab Zeire brought a raya to Rav Huna. I'll bring you a rider that's called oil. Bichnofo, le rabbi says oil. I amrit bishloima oiru. If you say there's a teiris oil, heine ditzlich krolle ribuye. So that's why you need a ribuye, that even though it's oil. And by oilis oil, if you're not makter the oil, by oilis vehemi, you're not makter the oil, you make have shit. But by oilis oil, if you are makter the oil. Elo yamrit lav oiru, if it's not oil, amai yitzrich krolle ribuye. Omalei abai, el oilu meimoloch, lav oiru. You want to be a guy to rap zere, to rap hun, it's not a guy, it could be, it's not a guy. Yitzrich, why do you need a posik to tell me your master? Salke daitach aminek, even the isbe pirzi mois. I would think, since it has holes, it's most to be maktir, kamash melon, as nit azay. So what does Rashi say? Pirzi einu nikvi. You have to understand the svara, what the svara is. What kind of svara, since there's holes, it's moist, even though it's not oira, I would think you're not makter it. Have to understand the svara. There's another problem in our Gemara, that the marsha is moira, that, if you look at the rehitis loshna Gemara, the Gemara goes as follows. Rav Huna said that you're allowed to write tefillin on the oira of a knife. So the Gemara asked Rav Huna, Omer Rav Yosef, my kamashmon that it's oir? It's a Mishnah that it's oir. So Abai said, no, he's telling us a chiddush that even though it has holes, he can still write on it. He's not telling us it's oir. It's oir, you're right. But he's telling us a chiddush in Hilchas Tefillin, that the holes are not ma'akiv in the ksidim. All of a sudden, Meisve Rav Zeire. Rav Zeire comes with a kasha. He says it's not oir. He thinks it with the whole Rav Huna, it's not oir. Because since you're makter it, so you see, it's not oil, you're not makter it, you make capture. Frek the marsho, so why is Rav Zeire chaplaining with Rav Huna? There's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that oil of the oif, the oil of the oif is an oil. So Mamela, so why is he chaplaining with Rav Huna? The Mafakel, Rav Yosef asked Rav Huna, Pshite, what are you telling us? That's the marsho's kasha. Okay, the Pesenter is schwer, but the Kash is good to know. The Schwerigkeit in the Gemara. Zog Toises, wie salke deitach euro, eichi mar bilekro. He says, so the Rav Zeire's Kash was that Rav Zeire's Kash was if it's euro, so how could you be makter it? Teime lari, afilu noitze, shebeknafaye mar bilekro. You makter the noitze, the feathers. What's the problem? Mishlem the bein, but now me ashken show you call of seir shebezokin to yoshim, the tzemer sheberoish rechel, because we need bezvochim, bechulen. Like kopit call have shot the seir. Okay, now me have a bisha noitze krevi, oichu tzoyer hefshet. Two different things. Noitze, tom megmen makter sein, oir not. Boy, minei, mar, berei, der Ravinim, Rav Nachman, bei Yitzhak. Mahu, lichtoi, tfilin, al gabi, oir, shal doktor. Are you allowed to write tfilin on the oir of a doktor? Omalei, im yovi, el yov, vi yoima. If when el yov, now you'll come, and they'll say you're allowed to, then we'll write tefillin. Till Eliyahu comes, you won't write tefillin. Like the Gemara, my im yovi lo yovi yoima. So it's a very interesting Rashi. My im yovi lo yovi yoima, heter ve'isa, ain't toli boy, the loy bashamayimi. What's Eliyahu? Who's Eliyahu? That means, we're clearing a shayla nisa ve'heter, so that's my lane clearing the shayla. What's up to Eliyahu? Eliyahu is no better than we are. So why, so what shall him yovel Eliyahu v'yoyim? So what's the shayla? So let's figure out ourselves. If the shayla is the isla yoyer, the lesla yoyer, hochazin in the isla yoyer, it's ich ehez yoyer. V'oy dosnan atzomeis hadag, v'oy roi matzilin v'oy elameis. That we'll see Rashi, this is a keli that was made out of atzomeis hadag, or the oyer, is matzel boyel ameif, because it's a dover she'ein mekabel tume, so it's chaitis with neya tume, so it's matzel boyel ameif. Al kaponim, you see from the Mishnah that it's called oyer, oyerai matzila. So mamel, so what's the shailen? Vikim tel yoharein. Elohim yovil yov yoimar iposka zuam aminei iloi poska zuam aminei. Need a yo, not to tell us that Pisazoi has a din or not. That a lamdan can also figure out. We need a yo for a different chine. I poska zuam aminei. Now what is this inyan of poska zuam aminei? There's a very interesting chidush yaran. The chidush yaran says as follows. That b'shas Chave was chaytei, so bo anochosh, bo al chavo, vehitl bo zuamo. So there was zuamo in the whole bria. Vishas matn teire, poska zuamo so. So the shail is what happened with the fish. Everyone was by matn teire, but the fish didn't jump out of the water. So the shail was, were they also by matn teire and poska zuamo so also? So then kemi shreiben tvilun avzei. Or the revshe, they weren't by matn teire. This you need aliyah. This is not alam. If it's alam de shishayla, then you need aliyah. That's an alam. This already is beyond our scope. This is already yet to know what happened. B'shas matan teire. So this aliyah novi to tell us. Meir de kibshat mechadush yaran. Let us see Rashi. Rashi v'asnan atzomei sadag v'oirei matzilin v'yilamei v'ishayim mekablin tumeh. Kidisanye beteiras kainim. Ochel, yochel, oir, yochel, oir, shebiyam, vatsomi sadognami, the kliyetsim, the mekablin tume, mikol maisi izim yafina la lova dovir, abo mina izim, mekanaiminat lofen. The kliyetsim is mekabal tume, well, because it says mikol maisi izim, avodogim loy, hoshe the mekabal tume, choitis with nea tume, a mishne zu, bemeseches kail. Zakte gemara weiter. Shmuel v'kalne haviyosve agude de Nahar Malke. They were sitting on the banks of Nahar Malke. Chazino lemaye de kodolu va'akiri. They noticed that there were waves. That there was waves. And va'akiri, the waves were turbulent. It was unclear. Omalei Shmuel lekalne gavre rabe kosi memarove vechayish b'meyer. Peladike gemore, especially the Rashi let's chat. So Shmuel sees the waves, tall waves. So he told them, a gavre rabe is coming from Eretz Yisrael, and he has stomach problems. Shmuel was a roife. Let us see Rashi, zot Rashi. Tavidolu. Bekadolu maye lakbule ape kamei. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says Avadolu galeya magbim, the waves were very tall. Lakbule ape lasais mechitze seviva. The waves were surrounding him. Shehu nifne al doifne yasvine. Shelo yeroa giluya. The Rabbeinu Shlomo made a shine yateva. We'll see, it wasn't any breeze, any storm, and all of a sudden the waves are going very tall. In Yenache, Lekaneach, they needed the tall waves, that he should be used the water, Mestama for Kinuach. But Al Koponim, Va'akiri, and we look at the water, so that's the reason of the waves. Va'akiri, In Yen Tzar, Zaloshen, Achleis Oicher Yisrael, Apsocher Zaloshen of Tzar, Mishum Tzaroi, Shafu Ochel, he's also in a Psnada Psagud Matzev. Mipnesh loy hoyo, Ruach Menashevet. Vero Mahamayim, Nasim Galim, Haven Shulakovid, Adam Godolu, Vanaro Yamoshech, Me'eretz Yisrael Bovel. So studying the waves, so he understood why, what was happening. That's how Shmuel was able that was the type of meteorologist Shmuel was. He saw the waves and it was Ochel, so that Pshat. And he's bizarre. He has problems. So he told Shmuel, so he told Kalne, Omle Shmuel, Kalne gav rabbe kosi mimarove, v'chayish b'mayer, gadolu mayu lakbule yape kame, zil toile yakan kame. Go on keganim, and fahere. Zot Rashi.
Toi riech boi kan smell boi be kan kanoi de kan kan im yain hu ei hechmit kmo i basti da ma gab yain es khloi ma bot kay u im khocham u im la bi boi de ke viz khocham u viz na kho fragt de ben ja yoda at de shaile di sin nis im gluyen so a meile de dam verhel so de ben yoda sagt he's a tzadik a tzadik na khocham is two different things as a tzadik na bal meisen der rabbin shalom und do nisim for him aber a chachem is er nicht it could be he could be a tzaddik va be a talmud chachem he wanted to know if he's a talmud chachem that's a different category one is no shaykhis with the other so we have to see what he is ozol ashkechei l'rab so he found this was rab omalei minayin shen koismen tfilin ala gabi oir behim etahire Is not a verherrigen. Oh, my lady, the civil man, tia, teres Hashem beficha, min amuta beficha. He answers a man de yo. Inai le dam shi yodoim. How do you know that in order to have Hashem dam, it has to be red? So he said, shenema, vayiru moyov, minege de samayim, adumim ke dam. So vayis this dam is odoim. Minai le mila sheba oisei mokoim. So he told them, nema kan olosoi. Nema loholon olosoi, ma loholon dovo shaisa peri, afkan dovo shaisa peri, so the ola is in the mokim shaisa peri. Frag the gemore eimo liboy, maybe, so yes, them kan yes, maybe liboy, tersiv umaltem es olas levatchem, so there's also an ola, there says also ola, you learn the olosoi from them es olas levatchem, So in the Enyakiv they asked, you'll make a mila on the lave, you can make a mila in the kvura be basachas. So what kind of a mila is over here? Yeah, so he says it means keneged the lave, not mamish on the lave. Eima oznoi, v'chsiv inei ola oznom. So we see there's an ola salay, there's an ola saoizen. So Rav answered him, Donim olosoi tame mi olosoi tame. Here, both of them, it says olosoi. By mil, it says that it says, who's ola? Olosoi. And by peiris ola, it says olosoi. They donim olosoi tame mi olasha enei tame. So agav uche, it's very interesting. So that was the b'chine. That means he asked him a few shailas and Hilchus of all your day, the Kishailas, and Hilchus Mila, and Hilchus Afres, and Hilchus Dam Nidim is Tom Adam, and he knew it all. The Rais is a Chocham. Om Alei Mai Shimcha. So now he asked him, what's your name? Kalma. Rav was very hurt. Om Alei Yerava, the Tepik Lei Kalma Beine. So others say Kalma is a cataract, that you should, a krum should grow on your eye. That means I think the Ben Yoda says, if you couldn't see that I'm a Talmud Chacham, or maybe better, it was that other say pshat, that there was a gewalt, he was sick, he wasn't feeling well. And this is a Shmuel Shengizan. So the Mela, how are you allowed to ask him, Kashas, now you have to, you can be Mevazim. Now is not the time to ask Kashas. You ask him, you should answer half a note. So just like you didn't see my Matzev, he didn't realize my matzav. You weren't sensitive to my matzav. Is Yehi Rava the typical Kalna Beina? You should have a cataract on your eye. Fine. That was from that p'chin. We wouldn't have finished yet. L'soif Aile Shmuel Lebeise. Now Shmuel was the doctor. Now Shmuel had already diagnosed him when he was on the ship already. That he had whatchamacallit, he had stomach problems. So, Aile Shmuel Abese, Oichle Nama Desari. So he gave him, so this was the Rafu, he didn't tell him anything. So he gave him bread made out of Sairim, the Kasa de Harsene, Ashkaya Shicha, and he gave him beer. Leachvile Beisa Kise. He didn't show him where the Beisa Kise was. So the Mechuvan was, Ben Yoda says, while he was in the middle of eating, they all left. He left with the family, and he had no one to ask where the Beis HaKiseh was. So he stayed at Dalton, and he had to behold himself back. Ki heichi de l'shtalshel. That he should hold himself back, and this will be the refuah. This will take the shilshul by holding himself back will eventually bring a shilshul, and that'll be merak. Layit Rav, so Rav didn't appreciate this anoga also. Should not have sons. He had daughter Shmuel, but sons he didn't have. Ben Yehuda wants to say pshat because he had another tainan Shmuel. He had a tainan Shmuel that he didn't know what the Beis Akisei was. So this also name the sari, he says, brings hashtono also, and he didn't know what the Beis Akisei was. So could be he'll become an oker. He put him in a massive that he won't be able to be mashta neither. So he might become an oker. So that was the klal amide keneged mide. He put him in a matziv of akrus, so memele he also shouldn't have born. That's the ma'aseh. Zot Rashi, minayel adam shavodim, gabi nida dam ksi, v'snan hei domim tmeyim be'ishe, v'kulon mishum de marisa naduma, afal gav de shochet anabu, v'minin shochet odamu, elo shaloka. Dem aloholon olosa gabi netiyim, Tama bo ishiya yisera o lo soy. It says who all of this, vein dom o lo soy me olas, tein zu amire tamen, she ein mefurish besoich hateva o lo sma. Teipi kalne beinei, heivin bo ishiya na soy say bo. Oich lei nama de sari te le shalshol, droifei ho yishmu. Vloi ach ve lei beis akise, she mi toich kach, mis hapech, mis balbal hazevel, bemeyov, mis moige kuloi in it will have an effect on this whole insight. Just let us see Taisvis. Rabbeinu Chananu legoros v'kod l'may l'akpula yape l'ochi goros. Chazanu Shmuel l'may the kodlu. He saw the water, the kodolu, that it was lifting itself up. V'akiri, and it was akiri. Oma Shmuel gav rabbe kosi v'chosh b'mei. Peres. Shoma Shmuel shodom godolo yibo b'svina. That he had heard from before, not from the water. That the Adam Godel was coming. The other Shmuel sheyishta mina nara yisi Adam Godel, and he realized if the water is very wavy, the stomach will be taken from the water. And he toich kach yachush b'meyav lishamayim hoyu achurim machmas aruch shem avalvulo. So meila, that was the kunz of Shmuel. The stomach will drink from the water, and the water is going to make him sick. Ofish Shmuel ayirayfei mumcha amal elakarn zil toy bei bekankani perestirim uchacham. V'roi lechabdoi, aviyanu lebeisi v'esel lerefuwe, v'chabdenu lefi ma'ashe roi lo. That means that even though Shmuel was a roife, it seems you could go to smaller roife also, you don't need a roife mumchen. If he was covered at teire, so the male then he would be metapel himself. Nein le dam shavodim, v'choloisim dalod min, damine medamer, damer yesh ben tzad ad mumis.